pursued happiness for myself my whole life, and I'm exhausted, and I don't feel any closer to it, you know? Because where does it end? The bar just keeps getting moved. And I know neither one of us are huge fans of the Dalai Lama, but he said something along the lines of, if you learn to be happy for other people, your odds of happiness improve 6 billion to 1. It'd be 7 billion to 1 now. There's always going to be shit coming in your life to be unhappy about. If you can be happy for others, there's always going to be a huge supply of happiness available to you. That vicarious joy is going to be available millions of ways every single day. If you want to look at other people and be happy for them, you can be happy every single day, regardless of what's happening to you. And it's a bizarre way of looking at things in a way, but it also has a certain kind of logic to me. Because you're not going to be happy in your personal life every day and every moment, but if you can derive true joy from other people being happy, then you can have that every day. So I understand his logic. And the other reason is interesting to me is because not only is envy very painful to me, some of the most painful things in my life have come from people that I would expect to be happy for me not being happy for me. So my mother was incredibly